Okay, a great sound by the Crying Shames, and that's called Up on the Roof, 21 minutes past 3 o'clock at FM 90.1. And now, as a special feature here on WRTI-FM, we bring in our Pacific Stop Patrol. So up there somewhere, I think he's up in his helicopter, is, well, I've forgotten his name. It's Carlton Fett. Wait a minute, well, I'm getting this from my producer. His name is John Carlton Fredericks, and let's call in John Carlton Fredericks. Are you there, John? Hello there.
Stop patrol starts in 40 seconds.
Stop patrol starts in 40 seconds. Well, let's see. The 10 seconds just went by, and okay. This is a special feature here at FM 90.1. We have our stop patrol in radio patrol cars and also in helicopters zooming up.
On this brisk, cold March day. Any call up here in the aircraft?
Wait a minute, Mr. Carlton Fredericks. I think you've got it wrong. It's kind of nice. It's 75 degrees here in Philadelphia.
Oh, wait a minute, I heard the wrong copy. Just a moment.
We're waiting for. We're waiting for John Carlton Fredericks in the Pacific Stop Patrol. Yes, that was John Carlton Fredericks. Tell me, Mr. Fredericks, if you can hear me.
Yes.
What is the Schuylkill Expressway like? Is it crowded?
Oh, yeah, it's wonderfully crowded.
How about up there at City Line and Monument Avenues,
yeah,
where all the stations are? Well, that's just great. There's John Carlton Fredericks up in his helicopter, and he's covering.
Mike Neal flying around in the sky here, looking for a place to land, wavering back and forth a bit. I don't know what it is.
John Carlton Fredericks, a real wonderful man. Well, we asked him about the Schuylkill Expressway. If you out there in our listening audience have any questions you'd like to know about traffic in the Philadelphia area, just give us a call at PO59132, and we'll send it on up there, way up in the sky, to our bird. PO59132, and we'll ask John Carlton Fredericks what it's like up there in the Pacific Stop Patrol helicopter. Well, we'll have John Carlton Fredericks back in just a few minutes, but first of all, let's tell you some of the activities, the many activities occurring in the Philadelphia area this week. Now through April 10th, the exhibit of American Craftsmen.